And this was what would have been like a great moment for George W. Bush. It's in the governor's mansion in Austin, and he is reading his acceptance speech. As far as he knew at that moment, he was going to be getting into his car, driving down to the plaza in front of the state capitol in Austin, and accepting the love and reverence of the crowd as the president-elect. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And this is a picture after this was the second phone call from Bill Daley, or the end of it, to Don Evans on the right, who is now Secretary of Commerce, but was his campaign chairman. That call said that things were tightening up in Florida and it was getting a little bit, and he wasn't so sure this concession thing was going to be happening, which prompted this photo, which in my mind is one of the best political pictures I've ever taken. It's the Cheney's, Evans, Governor George Bush's brother Jeb, who was the governor of Florida, watching his life pass before his eyes. Like, how do I live with my big brother George if I lose him the election? And of course, former President Bush and Dad on the phone in the background, and one of my less reverent colleagues suggested that he might have been like putting $5,000 on Gore at that point. But that's a very loyal family, so I said there's no way that would have happened. And the headline, which is hard to read on here, but it says, Gore asserts he won in Florida. That's a keeper. And this is on a little private jet going down to visit with Bush in Texas. And I think the moment, and the last political picture in the book is this one, with, I mean, it's a good last political picture, you got to admit. I thought about this later, and Bush certainly seemed very uncomfortable. You know, it's hard to say which one is in the bad boy chair here, because you've got both of them. But one of the funnier moments was Helen Thomas, who's an institution in the Washington Press Corps, and making notes. When President-elect Bush came in for his first visit in the Oval Office, before he sat down, he shook hands with Clinton. He said, you know, it was really nice of you to have me in here. You didn't have to do that. And Helen looked up and said, yes, he did. But upon further reflection, I mean, what would have been going through his mind? I mean, when I get a chance to talk to him, I want to ask him that he's sitting in this chair, and he's been in the Oval Office who knows how many times while his dad was president, and it had to strike him at this moment that he was going to be the person leading the country, and it had to be an overwhelming moment, and I'm glad I was there for it. But the next day, I flew out to California back home. That was it for politics for the year. And I thought there's only one way to really, and this is another one of those premeditated moments, and I didn't know how good it would be, but it turned out pretty well. The whole campaign was like Mr. Toad's wild ride. It went up and down, and people were winners and losers, and there was silliness, and there was the Supreme Court, and there was the Mad Hatter at Disneyland. And so this was my photo the following day, and again, it was like, it's a cheap shot, I know that, and I'm willing to take full responsibility.